Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. Get Pashut, a ordinary document, which we learned previously means a single one-sided document, similar to the documents we would have nowadays. Eda Bishnaim, there only has to have two Edim signed on the bottom, only two witnesses signed. Umakusher Bishlesha. However, if it's a Get Makusher, remember we said a Get Makusher is the type of document where they would fold it and then sew it, and they would sign on each fold. There has to be at least three Edim, which was part of the Takana Sacham, part of the institution of the rabbis of the generation. Says the Mishnah, therefore, Pashut Shekosah B'Eid Echad, if you have an ordinary document that just has one Eid, one witness, U'Mekusher Shekosah B'Shnei Edim, or if you have the type that's folded and sewed, which has two witnesses, as opposed to three, Shnei Hepsulim, the halachas, they're both invalid. That means to say, the same way that a normal document that only has one witness is not biblically valid, so too, if it's the type that's folded and it's sewn, the halacha is that two is like one, and therefore it would not be kosher. Kosav boy, let's say a fellow wrote in a loan document, Zuzin Meya, he lent it to his friend 100 zuz, the inun slon esrin, which is 20 selah. Now the truth is that 100 zuz really, by their denominations, is 25 selah. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, in layala esrin, all the borrower has to pay is the actual 20 sela, because we go after the lowest of the expressions, and we say that what the lender meant to say was that he has to pay him back 100 zuz, 100 inferior zuz, a currency that's been faded, or that's somehow, you know, been dented, which is only worth 20 sela. Similarly, zuzin ma de'inun klasin selayin. Let's say a fellow wrote in a shtar in a document that he lent 100 zuz, which is 30 sela. No, in reality, 30 sela is 120 zuz. Says the Mishnah, inay alamana, all he pays is 100 zuz, similar to the previous case that we just had. Similarly, kesef zuzininun. Let's say he wrote in the shtar in the document, zuzin de'inun. So money of zuzin that it is, and then it was erased, v'nimchak, the amount. So you just know that it's zuzim, but the number behind the zuzim is not there. Says the Mishnah, pachas Mishnaim. At least he has to pay him two, because zuzin is plural of one zuz. Similarly, kesef slon de'inin. If let's say it's slime, which is a more substantial currency, v'nimchak, and it doesn't say the amount, it just says slime, and pachas Mishnaim, he has to give him a minimum of two. Darkoinas, gold coins, which are at least, you know, they are this amount, but it doesn't say the amount, v'nimchak, and then it gets erased, in Pachas Mishnaim, he gives no less than two golden coins. Concludes the Mishnah, Kasu by Milmala Mana. Let's say in the beginning of the Shtar, when it speaks about the initial amount of the loan itself, it said 100 zuz. Umilmata, and at the end of the Shtar, at the end of the document, when it repeats that which is said above, Masayim, it said 200. Says the Mishnah, Milmat or Milmala Masayim Umilmata Mana, or the flip side. Initially, the Shtar says that it's 200 zuz. But then at the bottom, when it reviews it, it says it's only 100. It says the Mishnah, everything goes after what is written at the end. It says the Mishnah, if the end of the shtar is ultimately the part that we go after, so what's the point of writing it on the top of the shtar? It says the Mishnah, if a letter were to be erased from the bottom half of the document, you have the narrative on the top, so you can rely upon that. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.